Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
What would be the worst of injustices that could be committed, in your opinion? For me, I think it would be to consider an innocent person guilty. Imagine, you never stole whatever it was, and you're declared a thief and treated like a robber. You never committed adultery, and all of a sudden, you're accused of adultery. Or you never committed murder, and you're mistaken for a murderer. This situation, my friend, is what Jesus experienced. An innocent man, he was declared guilty. Irreproachable, he was treated like a criminal with countless sins. All of this is summarized in the verse that says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Though he was perfect, Jesus allowed himself to become sin out of love for you. He didn't become a sinner because he never sinned, in act or even in thought. In reality, he became sin itself to liberate and forgive you. Do you know any love greater than Jesus' love? Out of love for you, he agreed to do everything on the cross in your place. In this, he proves his unfailing love for you. When we trust in the Lord, anything can happen. That's what Inez experienced, and she'd like to share it with you. I thank God for everything he has done for me recently. Lately, I've had to go through difficulties all alone. In fact, the people I was counting on turned their backs on me, and I felt abandoned and rejected. My faith in God dwindled, and I also lost confidence in myself. But since I signed up for A Miracle Every Day, I've regained my confidence. I've discovered that God is true love. Just realizing God loves me fills me with joy. Those around me ask me why I'm so cheerful each morning. Others assume I got a boyfriend. But no, receiving A Miracle Every Day causes my face to be radiant because I'm no longer afraid of tomorrow. Ever since, my faith has been stronger, thanks to you. Thank you for giving me courage again. Now, my friend, I encourage you, like Inez, to put your life back into the hands of the one who has proven his love for you. I pray you have a wonderful day in his presence.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.